Okay. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hello, Lois May. What a wonderful day having you beside me all the way. When I first looked in your eyes, you took my breath away. What more can I say but I love you, Lois May? You made my life complete in my work and play. 1,000 hugs aren't enough every day, Lois May. We've traveled around the world through the night and day. I loved every mile because you were with me, Lois May. It's been 57 years of wedded bliss today. Your kisses still send me to the moon, Lois May. If I had it to do over again, my sweet, I'd choose you in a second, my dear, because your love can't be beat.
Yay!
Good job.
I love it. Where are you? I can't hear you.
I'm right here.
So that was the lovely sounds of your dad. And that was him singing the Lois May song, which is he wrote for your mom.
Yeah, for their anniversary is the 14th, but her birthday is today, the 10th. Yes.
So it's an anniversary song given to her on her birthday as a birthday present.
Right.
And aren't you looking forward to your 57th anniversary so you will get the same thing?
Yes, but they don't have my dad, so it's just not. There's only one Mr.
What are
Richard
you saying?
Garwitz.
I can't write an anniversary song? Is it what you're saying?
I'm saying that it would be 1,000 times better than that.
Now that's just rude.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today.
And that's the wrong song.
It is. And I didn't mean it like that. I meant that.
Why is that still there?
My dad has his way and you have yours. And my dad's way is really sweet and special.
Yes.
But you have much more polish.
Polish?
Mm-hmm. Your poetry is very polished.
I have polished. You hear
and,
that?
And romantic.
Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing?
Yeah.
I got a little Rico Suave in me.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Well, you don't think I'm as suave as Rico?
Because
I got a little
Rico Suave.
Yeah, you know, I got a little, what's that guy's name? Ricky Martin. You know, Martina Navratilova. I got a little him in me.
Who? Martina Navratilova.
Same guy.
Martina Navratilova is a tennis player.
Same guy.
Ricky, it's not a guy.
Ricky Martina Navratilova.
Excuse me?
It's the same. It's all
Are
one
you
person.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Ricky
You're
going
to take my Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martina Navratilova.
Who Shake Your Bonbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake your what?
Shake your bonbon.
I like it when she say that.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got to shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Yeah. Faith wants to talk about Grace of Junkies, and I want to talk about something else I'll bring up in a minute. Sausage talk. Let's just put it that way.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
He did
yeah.
it!
Yeah!
He didn't overtalk!
Oh, I got my timing down finally,
Yay.
Did I?
No,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Yay
oh,
you!
Yay me. I'm swole. Okay. Let me talk a little bit about the sausage. Okay, there is an
the
entire...
The what?
The sausage.
Ground pork.
We got to talk about the sausage.
Which there's two... I mean, sausage is seasoned with spices pork. Ground pork is just pork ground up with no spices
okay,
on it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Last week we did a show where you sent me to the grocery store with a list of things.
Right.
And I spent 3 hours gathering the list.
Yeah, I how it took you 3 hours to buy groceries, I don't know.
And I didn't come back with everything. Because
no, you did not.
Couldn't find ground pork. And you said, idiot, it was sausage.
It's sausage.
What's the difference?
It is. It's ground.
No, there is a difference. And they have established this on the forum. And they got my back on this.
No, I read it. I read it.
And sausage is ground up pork, but it's not the same thing. Pork is completely different than sausage. However, I have no defense. Okay, we're both idiots here. We both come out looking pretty bad on this because, A, sausage is not ground pork.
It is, too.
No. You have to grind up pork to get sausage, but sausage is not ground pork. You went and bought ground pork.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is unflavored, unseasoned
sausage.
Ground sausage.
Right.
I mean, ground pork.
But it would have worked with sausage.
No, it wouldn't have.
Yes, it would have.
It would have tasted completely different because it would have had the spices of the sausage.
No, not if you would have gotten... They have unseasoned, you know, like real mild sausage. I saw it when I was looking for the ground pork.
Okay. But you found the ground pork.
I point. Did.
Mm-hmm. And it's different than sausage.
Just like Larry said, it looks just like hamburger.
Yeah, but they didn't. I didn't.
What I don't understand is how you couldn't find it.
It wasn't there. They didn't
it
have
was
it.
There. They it was right any. Smack in the. It was right there. I don't know how you missed it.
It wasn't.
How I've gone this long in my entire life and not ever needed to buy ground pork, I don't know.
Because you don't. Because why do you need ground pork when you could have ground beef?
Because,
that's why.
Because for some Mexican recipes, ground pork is better. But I usually always use ground beef instead because it's just easier.
Anywho.
But it tasted good, didn't it?
Yes. Okay. So this is my point. So you fix this meal, okay? Uh-huh. And the meal has got ground pork in it. Uh-huh. And
chorizo.
Uh-huh. And corn. And,
oh, this is my Tex-Mex skillet, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It had Rotel.
Corn and Rotel and some other stuff in it, right?
Let's see. Red pepper.
Did it have red pepper in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you had these things in there. Now, here's the deal, okay? If you don't know what chorizo is, it's like a really fine sausage.
It's sauce. It's just like a Mexican style sausage, basically, right? And that's what
I'm trying to tell them. Sorry. It's a really fine.
Sheesh.
It's a really finely ground sausage.
Yes.
It looks like, when it's cooked, it looks like a pile of gunpowder.
Yeah, it and does.
It pretty much has the same properties. It's also it's also greasy.
Very.
Very greasy. And it's very spicy.
Yes.
So that's what chorizo is. Now, she cooked it, but she had some chorizo left over. Mm-hmm. So I went ahead and cooked up the chorizo and put it in a Tupperware thing and put it in the refrigerator so I can eat it with my eggs. I can mix it in with my eggs, cook my eggs, put it on my bagel, mm-hmm. and off I go. Mm-hmm. My egg biscuit with chorizo in it. Mm-hmm. Man, that's good.
But you never did that because I threw it away the other day.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Okay?
What are you mad at me for?
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, let me tell my story.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So Sunday night we have... We have the Mexican skillet.
Tex-Mex skillet.
Tex-Mex skillet.
It was very, very good, was it not?
It was excellent.
It had rice in it. That was the other
so
thing.
It was so good. In fact, it was
and
so good.
And chicken broth.
It was so good, you gave me some for lunch the next day.
Uh-huh. And we had it in flour tortillas.
And that morning, I took the chorizo and I made it in my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had eggs and chorizo for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And then I had that chorizo for lunch that day.
Mm-hmm.
The Tex-Mex skillet mm-hmm. for lunch that day. And then we had the rest of it for supper that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, I got up and I fixed my chorizo in my eggs again. No. It was really good. Okay, people. Five straight meals.
I don't want to. You're about to talk about potty, and I don't want to talk about that.
Is not.
I know
advisable.
Where this is coming.
I'm just saying.
I know what's
don't
coming.
Do it.
I know what's coming.
Five straight meals of.
You know what's coming.
Chorizo.
Grease is what's coming, and that's nasty, and that's why Brad has a bidet.
Just saying, five meals of chorizo is a couple too many.
Yeah.
I know my limits. And that was beyond my limit. I'd gone too far.
Yeah. See, some wives have this problem where their husbands don't like eating the same thing, you know, a lot or over and over again. Like I'll make a big meal and then we'll eat the leftovers for a couple days. Because Brad and I we have no issues with eating the same thing
good.
Over and over. If it was good. Yeah. I mean, if it was nasty, we'll throw it away. But this was something we both really liked, and we wanted to eat it up,
sure.
right?
Uh-huh.
So we wouldn't have any issue with that.
No issues except one.
Except this issue.
Except one issue. I had one issue.
And then I threw the chorizo away, which was probably good because it would have rotted in there because you wouldn't have eaten anymore.
I was done with it.
It is so greasy. I can't believe you put that on your sausage biscuit.
I had enough of it.
I tried to get it out of the container to get it down the garbage disposal, and I had to pry it out with a spoon. It was
grease is all globbery.
Yeah, exactly.
It was hardening my arteries.
It was disgusting. Tasted good though.
It did. It tasted really good.
And now we all know what ground pork is. See, we have done a public service to all of you.
Now you all know. You all know what chorizo is. You all know what ground pork is. You know more than you need to know about sausage.
Yep.
And how many times you can eat it in a row.
Yes, before bad things happen. Bad to good people.
Bad things. I still have nightmares. All right.
Alrighty then.
Moving right along. We recorded the Grace Junkie Show the other night. It was excellent. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. But Faith wanted to talk about it more for some reason.
You wanted to preview
the show? You want
to? No. I just.
What?
I think it was, it reminded me, one thing reminded me of a show idea, yes. which Gracie was talking about how sometimes she'll withdraw, you know, and isolate herself.
Sure.
Because that was the subject.
She does.
Isolationism. Because of shame, she feels shameful. Like, she has this thing where she feels like everything, if people are upset, it must be her fault. She automatically assumes it's her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminded me of something we do in Growing Kids, where there's a quiz and talks about your prohibitive conscience. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about that on a later show because I thought that's very interesting. Because I thought about Gracie when she said that, because I thought, you know, we all have a prohibitive conscience. It's just how we were raised determines how great or little it affects us on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, yeah, well, let's review that.
And apparently it affects Gracie a lot. So,
well, we'll review that and we'll go over that.
Yeah, we'll do that another time. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
So what else?
Oh, and the other thing, I remember when we had our interim pastor, was it Dr. Jackson?
Dr. Tony Evans.
No.
No, it wasn't Dr. Tony Evans.
No, this was an old white man, not a really cool black man.
Dr. Tony. Oh, Brother Jackson.
Brother Jackson.
Pastor. He wanted everybody to call him pastor.
Call him pastor. Anyway, remember when he was taught, he was going through Hebrews, remember, while he was here, he did the whole book of Hebrews, and that was really good. Oh, he did a really good job for a man who I thought I was not going to like. I really, really liked him.
He was a good preacher.
He looks like one of those old Republican guys that you'd think is stodgy and boring, but he was cool.
Well, he wasn't so much of a preacher as he was a teacher.
He was a good, and that's why I liked him, because I'm not a big preacher kind of person.
The one we have
like
now
teachers.
Is 90%
he's a preacher. And the, anyway, so he's a great preacher, mind you, but I like teaching. Anyway, so he remember when he talked about how we don't want to miss out on fellowship with the body because our Holy Spirit is then missing. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit in you is missing, and that's what we miss. Mm-hmm. We miss the Holy Spirit in you and what the Holy Spirit in you contributes to the body.
When you think about it, oh, they're not going to miss me, and I'm just a burden on them anyway.
I'm in
no shape to be there because I'm just going to be all whiny or whatever your excuse, whatever the little voice inside your head is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't show up, then the Holy Spirit that's in you doesn't show up. Right. Now, there'll be Holy Spirit there with other people, but the Holy Spirit manifests himself through you in a unique way, and that will be missing.
Yeah. And that, I mean, and when he, I thought, that is such a neat way to put it. Ever since then, I have remembered that over and over and over again.
Sure.
You know, just when people are missing, and I think, you know, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I miss their unique perspective on Scripture.
We have some characters in our Sunday school class. And when I say characters, I mean characters. And when they're not there, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the same.
It really makes a difference. And, you know, and I feel that way. Like when I go without seeing Jill for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I really, really miss the Holy Spirit in her. I miss that unique perspective that she has on things. And, you know, she and I can go months and months without seeing each other. I mean, we may email a couple times, but we just have that friendship where, you know, we come together, but it's like we were never apart.
Yeah.
But when I get together with her, I realize, oh, I missed God in you.
Yeah.
I really miss that in you.
I miss Charlie.
I'm sorry.
I miss him right now.
I'm sorry.
I kissed him today.
Okay.
I kissed him for the toolbar. Because the toolbar is so cool. Yeah. I said, come here, I'm going to kiss you. And he was like, get away from me.
Did you kiss him?
I blew a kiss at him.
Oh. Yeah. So you didn't really kiss him?
Not really, really.
Kiss him on the cheek.
I kissed my hand.
I know Charlie, he'd have liked it.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying he liked it. He's not all caught up.
He was all, get out of my car.
Get out of my car, you nasty, gross man.
You're being all weird on me here. All right.
So I think that's cool. So I just wanted that to be said because I miss the Holy Spirit and people when they're not there.
Hey, evangelical internet evangelical day is coming. Evangelical internet is coming. Internet evangelism day. Let me say it again.
How do you evangelize on the internet?
Internet evangelism day is coming.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Well, it's a day to recognize all of the evangelists who are on the web and who are having online ministries like ours, like fishwits.com, like gracejunkies.com, like jesusgeek.com, like Michigan Charlie Raves, like the Jaded Vasilian, whatever your ministry is, if it's outreaching to other people, especially if it's reaching out to non-Christians, then this day is to recognize you and to let other people know that they can also minister over the web through emails. Through,
that's an encouragement. Okay.
Yes. Through through emails and through blogs and through interact chats, however you communicate over the web, you can make a difference in somebody else's life and you can lead them to Christ even through the internet.
Cool.
God can use you.
Yes.
Sitting at home in your underwear with nothing but a computer in front of you.
Ew.
God can use you.
He can.
Now go put on a clean pair of underwear because they have holes in them. We'll wait.
And don't take pictures of yourself.
No, we'll wait. What? Why would you say that?
Well, because people do weird things. They take pictures and then they put them out there and they think, I don't know how it got there. Do you know that if you videotape yourself doing unmentionable things, it's going to end up on the internet? Are you dumb? I really want to say to people, really? Really?
Really?
Really?
Really?
I am not going to have any of that on tape because when I die, how terribly embarrassing would that be if my child was going through my things and found that just for that sole reason? No. Just saying.
Okay.
Sorry.
This uncomfortable moment has been brought to you by
Evangelism on the Web.
Internet Evangelism Day. Which you can see at ied.gospelcom.net. So visit there for more people who don't take pictures of themselves naked and stuff. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, my internet connection is down.
Oh, no. Why is it down?
What?
What?
Why is it down?
Yeah.
That's a silly question. If I knew why it was down, wouldn't it be up? I mean, there's like really no point in that one.
Yeah.
There and everything. Mm-hmm. So, but I have downloaded one phone call and one more of Bonita Ardilia. So let's play her, okay?
Okay.
When I say play her, I mean play the video, the audio clip from her, and not trick her in any way, because I don't roll that way.
You don't roll, period. But that's all right.
Hey, Stone Cold Rolling. Stone Cold Rolling. That's the kind of rolling I do, right?
I don't even know what that is.
That's when you roll the stone away and reveal the empty tomb. Stone Cold Rolling. That's me. I got you.
I don't have anything to say.
I don't even want peace.
I have nothing to say.
Well, Bonita does. Let's listen to her.
Okay.
Now, I just have a couple of words to say to Bradley. I was listening to the podcast, Feet on the PC, and you were apparently listening to some drums being played off YouTube or something, and there was a lot of them there, and you came up with this little saying, Trekkies on drums. Really?
Did I say that?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
Trickies on drums?
But I don't remember half the things we do.
I don't remember either. I have to take your word for it. I guess I said that.
Trekkies on drums? How could you, Brad?
I don't. What's she mad about?
I don't know.
There were Trekkies playing drums. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm sure if I said it,
Trekkies?
I
Trekkies? Well, all I...
Well, she's a Trekkie. In fact, her nickname on the board is Trekkie Forever.
Oh. Okay.
So, she's a self-proclaimed Trekkie. But, I mean, I like Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so back in the day, I don't watch it anymore or anything. I don't go to the conventions or dress up like one of them.
No.
No. I don't have... Okay, let's just listen to what she has to
say. Yeah.
I can say, as it comes SquirrelCon, you and I are going to have a nice, long conversation.
You know what? I'm sick of the threats with SquirrelCon. I'm this close to being out of town during that whole week. Because there's tutus being waved around. Yeah. There's threats of me being in a tutu.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay good money for that.
That's exact words. They're raising money to get me in a tutu. There's threats of laying on of hands, and I don't mean it in a nice way. Then Gracie's throwing around threats about just wait till I get down there. And now this whole business from Trekkie's going to track me down. Trekkie's going to track me down. No, I'm not going to. You know what? I'll be in Winnsboro. Okay? It's going to be out of town.
If y'all can figure out where that is, you're welcome to come.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
How about the word Trekkies? Love you. Bye.
See what I mean? I'm getting all kinds of threats. I'm getting threatening phone calls, threatening emails, threatening board posts.
You have caused her to make a comment instead of do a devotional. Look what you've done.
I know.
Look what you have done.
I know. She's a Trekkie. What do you want?
I don't
know.
What
can you do?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything, Captain, because it won't make it. It's got a problem. There's bolts and stuff loose, Captain. It's all hosed up, Captain. I can't help it. I didn't go to, like, freaking Star Trek school. I went to acting school, and I failed.
Who the... I know who you're trying to be, but it's not very good. The engineer, you are not.
Why you want to hurt a man? Understand why you want to hurt a man.
You know what? It's a
Hello,
sad day.
I'm here.
What's a sad day?
It's a sad day. You know who got eliminated American Idol this week?
Like speaking I of care.
Speaking of accents.
What does that have to do with the show?
Because it's an accent.
A different show.
You had an accent. And it reminded me of this.
I had an accent?
I can't help what reminds me of things. Yeah, I mean, you know what happens in my
who
brain.
Who had an accent that got kicked off?
You know
off?
How things happen.
Somebody had an accent and got kicked off because they had an accent?
No, he's from Australia. Michael Johns. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah, the blues player. The blues singer.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of the queen kind of guy.
He had to go.
He was way better than the country blonde girl and the black Saisha girl.
Yeah, but she rocked this last week.
She did very good. But Saisha needs to go.
They played Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord on the earth, hear his praise.
Let us sing.
Power and majesty, praise to the king.
There you go.
Ew, baby. Rock on.
They can't see you.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay, calls.
One call. I don't know who it is.
Hello, squirrels. I'm here to...
Hey, guess what? I got an organization thing.
I know her voice now. See, I'm getting to know people's voices.
Sure. Well, you were on the call with her the other night. I got this new... I've got somebody, Dan, from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's gonna,
speaking of accents.
Yeah, he's going to try to help us out. And also, I got a backup to him. If he didn't do it, Steve's volunteered to do it. And that is to organize our calls for us, to listen to them ahead of time so that we don't have to listen to them, so we can still play off of them as they're fresh. And we've never heard them before.
Yeah.
But he's going to listen to them, and then he's going to send them to us in order they need to be played.
Oh, cool.
So there won't be any of this mixed up anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is good.
We got the best listeners in the world.
Ever.
Yeah. We got to come up with some kind of title for him, like Secretary of the Interior Calls or something like that. Maybe he'd take offense to Secretary. So maybe we call him Vice President of Internal Calls.
There's a Secretary of State, you know.
Secretary of
State Defense.
Calls? Secretary of Defensive Calls.
Defensive Calls?
Well, he needs a title.
The Ministry of Defense.
He's going to be fixing our fence because it needs help.
Yeah, it does. Would you fix it, please?
I'll try. Here we go.
Hello, squirrels. I'm here to correct you once again. The T is the subway system in Boston.
Yeah, we got.
That's what we figured.
You figured that. I said they were drinking hot tea.
No, you said you thought she was talking about the train. And I said, oh, the train. And then we got off on tea and we never made it back to the train.
Yeah, it's a train. Something about a train. The T is a train.
I know that's the train. Yeah, we knew that. But we got you can't. We're like little hamster gerbils.
It's Boston. It's Boston. And you said tea. Boston tea. Yeah. Boston tea.
That's
you don't
how
think,
our
brain
works.
You don't think a train.
Work.
You don't think a train when you say Boston tea.
I just said it's how my brain works. So there you go.
It's not a beverage, although it is a beverage. But in this.
See, it's a beverage.
See, it is. She just said. There you have it.
There you go. There it is.
All done.
In this case, it is a subway system. That's all I have to say.
Wait a minute. Is it a subway system or a train?
Well, they call the train subway.
What?
The subway can be called a train, right?
It can?
I don't know. I never lived anywhere with the subway.
I don't know. I thought a subway was a subway and a train was a train. I thought they were two separate things.
One's above ground, one's below.
Well, the one above ground I thought was an L.
That's way above ground.
Yeah. Yeah. And like on a bridge.
Yeah.
That's an L.
Okay.
I think that's a train, too. That's like an L train.
L train. Like in Chicago.
Elevated train.
The L train in Chicago is the one that's raised up.
Yeah, but a
subway.
But
they also have a subway.
But a subway's not a train. It doesn't have a choo-choo in the front. Doo-doo. Does it? I thought it ran on like electricity or something. That was a totally different kind of thing.
I don't know.
I mean, just because there's two cars connected to each other doesn't make it a train.
Why not?
That's just because it's just silly.
Why?
Well, if I go out there and hook the Pacifica to the truck, is it a train? No, it's
sure.
Two cars hooked to one another.
It's a train. Kids hook themselves to each other and make a train. You take construction paper, cut it out, tape it together, and make a train.
No, that's a chain.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a chain. It's a choo-choo chain.
Choo-choo chain.
To pause the show just to tell you that. You might find this out later in the show, and now I'm just telling you for no reason. But
she just paused the show to make the phone call. People are pausing the show to make phone calls.
See what I've done?
See what you've done? Do you see if you've done? You've cut off your nose to spite your face. It's a very pretty nose, too.
Thank you.
As of right now, you don't know. So I'm going to enlighten you of the ways of Boston. All right.
Now, wait. Is the T a light?
No.
Or a
She's
train?
Enlightening us.
Or a train or a subway? I'm very confused.
Okay, well, let her talk. You're pausing her.
The more she talks, the more I get confused.
Let her finish.
Bye.
All she said was bye.
That didn't help us at all.
Didn't help us at all. I have to look up. I'm going to have to look
now
up.
Now he's going to have to go Google.
I got
to
go Google L now.
The T. It's a T. T for beverage, which is tea. Not an LT. L's in Chicago.
LT.
T's in Boston.
That is Lawrence Taylor. He plays for the New York Giants, and he was very good. Is that what she's talking about?
LTD. That's what my parents drove in the 70s.
My cousins were Leslie, Tansy, and Darren, and we called them LTD because that was their initials. They were brothers, two sisters
yeah,
and a brother.
I know them.
Oh.
Yeah, I am in your family, LTD. Remember?
LTD.
Yeah.
They didn't drive an LTD. They drove an Oldsmobile.
My mom and dad had an LTD. Big old rust-colored thing. You know, No, it wasn't rusty at all. My dad doesn't.
My mom's Oldsmobile
doesn't roll
was
like that.
It was
but
white. It was a white
this
Oldsmobile.
This car.
Delta 88.
Was huge.
But it wasn't 88. It was like 78.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So
where did they come up with the number?
I think because of the Rocket 88's carburetor. I think it was a carburetor or a motor called the Rocket 88.
Okay.
And so they didn't make that motor anymore, but they still called the cars that for some reason. I have no idea, and I don't even know if it was 88 cubic inches. And what's the difference between a cubic inch and a cubic centimeter? Because it's like, you know, if you have a motorcycle and it's, I mean, I know the difference is one's measured in centimeters and one measured in inches, but I'm saying is, why do we call them two separate things? If you have a motorcycle, it's cc's, but if you have a motor, it's cubic inches. It doesn't make any, I mean, a car motor is cubic inches and a motorcycle motor is cubic centimeters. It doesn't make any sense.
Why is it like that?
I don't know. I'm going to go
because they make them in Europe, and they
where
use
they
the metric
tea.
System.
Where there's tea,
it all comes back to tea,
which is a drink, not a train. Don't get confused.
There you have it.
Because I was, but I've been straightened out now.
See, we live to straighten you out.
This is a public. This has been a public broadcast service of the National Public Broadcasting Services for people who don't take pictures of themselves.
and drink tea. Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.